You're listening to 90.5 WICN. I'm Tyler Alderson, host of The Blend, and I am here with a guy who is having a real whirlwind of a time right now. He has, among many other things, a show coming up tonight at Mechanics Hall right here in Worcester. He's also got an opera over on the Metropolitan Opera stage down in New York City. He is a seminal figure in jazz and in music in general. Terrence Blanchard, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, I first wanted to talk about the show that you're doing right here. It is tonight at 7:30 over at Mechanics Hall. And this is looks like a phenomenal show featuring the E Collective and Turtle Island Quartet. And it centers around a guy who's been a mentor and inspiration to you, and I think an inspiration to generations of musicians, Wayne Shorter. Can you just describe what the impact his music and he personally has had on you?
Well, I mean, you know, Wayne has meant everything to me. I mean, when I first got into music, you know, I was listening to all of the classics. But when I got to Wayne's music, there was something about it that struck me, the melodic nature of it, the harmonic colors that he used, you know, and the way he could take a simple melody and develop it into something very beautiful and profound. So, I mean, you know, it's been something I've been trying to develop and strive after all my career.
And this is going to feature, the show is going to feature both works of his and works of yours, melding that creativity. What have you taken from his, you know, compositions and his approach into your own compositional approach?
Well, that's just it. I mean, you know, being able to develop a melody without straying from it, having continuity within your compositions, you know, trying to use harmony in a way that's new, trying to write music that has a sense of hope to it, you know. Wayne always used to say, write music to describe the world that you want to live in.
That's a great line. I wanted to ask you as well about the groups that'll be with you, the E Collective and the Turtle Island Quartet. This is not just something, you know, a jazz quartet that you'll be with. It's got some really interesting sounds, including an actual string quartet there. What makes this particular collection of musicians so special?
Well, is that, you know, there's a symbiotic relationship between both groups that most people would ordinarily see. Hell, we didn't see it. We just thought we'd try. And then all of a sudden, we found this thing that has been happening between both groups that's, like, really beautiful, you know. And not only do we love playing together, but each group inspires the other one, you know. It's been a very beautiful relationship to have, you know, and each night that we perform, the music just gets stronger and stronger.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic show. Again, 7:30 this evening right over at Mechanics Hall. I did want to ask you, because I got really tired kind of looking up myself at what you've been up to. I mean, you it's just been a whirlwind. You have this opera down at the Metropolitan Opera, Fire Shut Up in My Bones, which is getting spectacular reviews. You've done there's the Spike Lee documentary that recently came out about 9/11 that you did music for, and you're touring, you're doing shows. Do you have any vacations scheduled at all, or is it just go, go, go?
What is that? I don't even know what that word is. Vacation. I've heard people speak of this.
So it's, yeah, it's just straight through, straight ahead.
Yeah, because I started teaching. So, you know, I'm back to teaching again. Then I have a film project that I'm working on. The Met commissioned me to write another opera. I have an idea for another album for the E Collective. We're going to start working on that, you know, and life goes on, and I'm touring too with the band.
Well, you've mentioned your inspiration from Wayne Shorter, and it should be noted that this opera that you have right now is the Metropolitan Opera, the first one by an African-American to be on that stage, which is the premier stage for opera in the country. And I was just wondering, I mean, you're also that same inspiration that Wayne Shorter has been to you. You are that for, you know, generations of composers and musicians going forward. When you're teaching or when you're thinking about that, what kind of legacy or impression or inspiration do you want to pass on?
I mean, the same thing that was passed on to me. Just follow your truth, man, and don't lie. You know, don't try to be elitist, and don't go for the common denominator in music. You know, just be yourself, be honest. You know, there's enough out there. There's enough space for everybody to exist. You know, the universe is a very vast place. So all of these expressions and ways of approaching creativity should all be welcomed, as long as those things are coming from a place that's real, you know, heartfelt.
I wanted to ask you about all those you know, approaches to creativity, because that's something that, I mean, you know, you're scoring movies, you're playing gigs, you're doing, you know, you're composing operas. Do you feel like it's all coming from the same place? Do you have to sit and really focus on what, okay, these people are going to be sitting in a movie theater, or these people are going to be, you know, at a live gig as I'm playing, or is it all coming from the same well?
I think it all comes from the same place, man, because music is all about vibration. You know, those tones vibrate in such a way that it creates sound and hopefully elicits a certain type of emotional reaction from those who experience it. So, you know, I view our goal as artists is to really help people heal and help ourselves heal in the process, you know. So, you know, I'm always trying to create music that, like I said earlier, comes from a place of honesty, something that's real, pure. I try to make it pure. Who knows? But the main goal is to create something that can move people, you know. And I think, in order to do that, you have to be honest with yourself about how you feel about any topic that you're writing about. So whether it's doing the music of Wayne Shorter for my album, or doing Fire Shut Up in My Bones, or doing a film, all of those things are stories that have to be told, and there's emotional content drawn to each one of them. You know, it's funny because, like in the case of the film world, there are certain films I don't take because I don't feel anything towards it. You know, if it doesn't do anything for me, I can't be involved, because then I feel like I'm working. You know what I mean? I don't want to feel like I'm working, man. I want to enjoy what it is that I do.
Well, you certainly, I guess, do a lot of working for someone who doesn't feel like they're working. And I wanted to just ask you about, as well, speaking of, you know, the audiences and you know, moving people, it seems like you've just bowled over everyone. The reviews for Fire Shut Up in My Bones have been great. There's been a lot of great press. People can actually see, even if they're not in New York, the live in HD screening. I believe that's this Saturday at 1 o'clock at various movie theaters around the place. How has that been to get that reflected back at you?
It's surreal. You know, I mean, I wasn't expecting that at all. Not at all. But I view it as a blessing, you know, for everybody that's been involved with the project. AC Lemons, Camille Brown, Jim Robinson, and then all the principals. Will Lieberman, Angel Blue, LaTonya Moore, and Peter Gell, who's the general manager. It's a win-win for everybody, you know, because those are great talents that have come together to put this thing on the stage in such a way that it has elicited this type of reaction from the public. And in doing so, it sparked interest from people who may not have ever gone to opera into going and seeing opera. And then ultimately, hopefully, it'll wake up their eyes to some general managers of opera companies around the world that the stories need to relate to people's lives. Nobody loves Verdi, Puccini, and Wagner more than me. You know, I love those things too, and I listen to them. But we can't keep, you know, doing the same thing, expecting a different result. You know, everybody's not going to relate to those stories initially, you know. And the world has progressed in such a way where there's subject matter that can be put on the stage that can be very compelling.
Well, as I said, the reviews have been spectacular. That is this Saturday at 1 o'clock. And as I said, wherever you're listening, you can find it in various movie theaters all around the country. And you can, if you're in the Worcester area, check out Terrence Blanchard, the E-Collective, and Turtle Island Quartet at Mechanics Hall tonight at 7:30. Sounds like it's going to be a really good show.
We hope so. We hope people come out and enjoy themselves. We're going to have fun, for sure.
Well, Terrence Blanchard, I know you're super busy. You probably got 15 different things that you got to do today. So thank you so much for joining me on this.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Terrence Blanchard at Mechanics Hall tonight at 7:30.